This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse.
Tired of overpriced lunches that underdeliver on flavor? Head to Firehouse Subs, where for a limited time, you can get a $4.99 choice sub. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, or roast beef. They're custom-made hot subs at a price ready-made to make you smile. Just $4.99, only at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations plus tax, limited time offer, prices may vary for delivery.
Celebrate the big 2020 with T-Mobile. Switch now and get two lines for just $90 and two new iPhone 11s on us. So you can take a portrait built for two with the ultra-wide camera.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, cute.
Hurry in to T-Mobile and get two lines for $90 and two iPhone 11s on us with qualifying trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers with autopay, plus taxes and fees. If you cancel before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device of $699.99. Contact us. Qualifying port-ins and finance agreements required.
Have another drink with Jimmy, brought to you by March just started and Boozteek's Cocktail Accessory Emporium is already over it. Has winter been a dumpster fire for you as well? We need to have two drinks with Jimmy.
she had a literal dumpster fire. Did you see that?
No.
The dumpster at out behind Boozteek caught on fire.
Open 11-ish to 7, Monday through Saturday, Boozteek.
Have another drink, it will make you feel better. Have another drink and you'll feel all right. If you feel down and you're under the weather, have another drink and you'll feel all right.
Jimmy Santangelo is here. He is the wine guy, the impresario of Wine Academy of Utah. You can go to the wineacademyofutah.com website and find out all you need to know about events that Jimmy's hosting. And you can also train. He can train you to be
a sommelier. Yes, we can. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hi. You put this glass in front of me, Jimmy. I haven't even had a taste of it yet, and it smells so good.
It's so aromatic and floral.
What is that?
Perfumey. This is Carol Shelton's Coquille Blanc. It's a Rhone varietal blend from the Paso Robles wine area in California. So that means the grapes were originally from the Rhone Valley. So they're Grenache Blanc, Viognier, Masson, Roussan, and it's a blend. And it has that beautiful warmth and just comes out very... You know you have a floral perfumey wine when you want to put your finger in the glass and kind of dip under the chin and
it
on
really
the wrist.
Does,
like,
yeah.
You know,
and
that's
it's delicious.
A floral perfumey wine. Yeah, very nice. And we're celebrating... Women's Month this month in March, and Women in Wine all month long. All my tastings, we've got tastings throughout the community, and I just wanted to share with you some of the great wines that are available in the state. There are a ton. You know, women winemakers, there's a lot of them, and I couldn't be more happy. The touch they have on making wine is very elegant. And some of the things that have influenced me in just this field, where I was kind of sketching it out, were all women. The people that were their biggest factor, I kind of got goosebumps there, the biggest factors. My first wine book was Karen McNeil, The Wine Bible. I actually brought my copy in. Yeah, I brought my copy in and she signed it. Yeah, it's dog-eared. I brought it into her. I was at a tasting festival up in Napa Valley at the CIA Greystone, Culinary Institute of Arts Greystone, and she was there, and I brought her this, and it had pencil marks everywhere, the bookmarks, and I said, Karen, I'm sorry, I wanted to buy a new one for you. She's like, I love that you use it. So she was more, it was more flattering to have it that way.
I think I know, she has a lot of different books, doesn't she, about wine pairings and with food.
She does a good job. There's a couple of women. Wine Follies, another one. Madeline Puckett. This is a great consumer book for you, as well as first book of getting into the wine world.
This
very
is...
colorful, very friendly. She's super cute and approachable. I don't know her personally, but I've been influenced by her because she's a great conduit to communicate wine in a user-friendly way.
This would be a great beginner's book.
We're going to have all of these listed on our website, so you can see the wines Jimmy's talking about and the books.
Absolutely.
This is delicious wine, by the way.
I mean, this is broken down and lots of graphs and pictures. It's
a fantastic book.
Easy
and,
to use, yeah.
Yeah, you can get that book readily, but here in town over at... I think Ivy has that over at Boustique. That's a good one. And then the last one, this is kind of like an encyclopedia. Wow. Jancis Robinson and Hugh Johnson. Jancis Robinson is the leading authority in wine. She's got a number of books out there. And this is when you really want to drive down. This is the professional. When you sit for your sommelier certifications, these are the books that they just suggest you to, you know, peruse through. It's like, okay, get the Encyclopedia Britannica. just go through that and prepare for the exam. And that's one of those number of books. So, and then other women in wine, Inez Rubistello, shout out from back in the day at the Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Atlantic City, a young lady from North Carolina. She was a cellar rat at Windows of the World. She was there with Kevin Zraley when she was there during 9/11, and she became my wine director and first pushed me into pursuing this field. So I wouldn't be here today on the mic
with
you.
Thanks, Inez.
I know, right? And of course, my wife. I have to give her a shout out because without her, I wouldn't be where I am today. So women have really led me in this path, and I couldn't be more proud.
That's great.
You know, we have a question from a listener that kind of glows into this. These books are good. Some of, like one of those books, good for beginners.
Mm.
And somebody sent in this question, Barbara. I want to drink wine. I really do. But I haven't found the right wine to start with that I like. I'm not a fan of red. What do you suggest for a beginner?
This one right here.
With a baby palate. this one, is pretty damn good.
This one This Coquille Blanc is a great beginner wine, although it is very complex at the same time. So for Barbara, what I would recommend is attend one of the classes, not to be self-promoting, but attend a wine tasting class. And I actually have next Friday at La Barba in Draper, the Art of Tasting Wine class. And this is where we break down the fundamentals of how to hold a glass, how to smell wine out of a glass.
Oh, this is perfect. That's exactly what she needs
exactly.
to do.
And we do have both whites and reds in this class. But the reds aren't going to be these monster reds that are going to take your tongue off your palate.
What's this one?
With it. So this next one I wanted to pour you, we're heading over to Italy. Marilissa Allegrini. She is in the family of the Allegrini winemaking family. In the 80s, she was the marketing. She started in marketing, still does all the marketing today, and part acting CEO. And she has a great influence. What I love about Allegrini, this is Palazzo della Torre. And what this does is see this cold climate up in northern Italy in the Veneto. They want to have big, rich wines. In a cold climate, your wines are going to be lighter, more tannic, sweeter. Mm-hmm. So what they do is, well, we want to have some big, rich wines. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can go from our other regions in Italy, but we want our own. So what they do is they do a system called Rapasso. They'll let the grapes sit on the vine a little longer. Mm-hmm. They pluck them, then they dry them. And it's this Amarone della Valpolicella technique that they use, this Amarone. So this reductive. Now, the grapes don't raisinate, but they do dimple. They do dehydrate a little bit. And then they go to press. Well, to do that, that's really expensive wine. And then they have this cheap wine. So they're like, well, what do we do in the middle? Well, let's take the must from that expensive stuff, throw it in the cheap stuff, do a pump over again to extract it. Rapasso.
Okay.
So this is called Baby Amarone.
Now, this is slightly chilled, I assume because it's been in your car, but should you serve this red chilled?
So you can. I'm so glad you mentioned it. I was just asked that this week by a consumer at a tasting. You know, here in our culture, we tend to drink our whites too cold and our reds too warm.
Really?
So, yeah, I recommend taking 20 minutes the wines out of the fridge, the whites out of the fridge, put the reds in the fridge in their place to just take
just
the
for 20 minutes.
Okay. Yeah,
almost any red wine.
Pretty much. The lighter bodied your red wines, your Pinot Noirs, your Grenache, your Gamays, your Beaujolais, Gamays, things like that, slight chill does wonders.
Yeah.
Okay.
The lower the tannins, if a red wine's not that dry, you could chill them. If it's a big Shiraz, Cabernet, Barolo, don't chill them because the nuttiness of the tannins will come out and you'll get none of the fruit.
All right. That's what I was
wondering. These are the kind of things you can learn by taking a class.
But back to Barbara's question, you could learn to like red wine the way that my wife taught me. I don't know if I recommend it or not, but she started me out with red wine.
Don't.
And Welch's grape juice.
No.
And pour it and mix it. And then slowly remove slowly, unbeknownst to me.
More. That sounds like how you teach children how to drink.
Well, it worked.
Oh, that's great.
So I like red wines now. Prefer whites, but I like red.
Let's see, how much time do we have here? Time for one more question, maybe?
Well, now let's save those questions because you had some events you wanted to tell people.
Oh, sure. About. Yeah, so we have next week's a big week. Next week, Friday at La Barba Draper, the Art of Tasting Wine. The following day, Saturday, I'm super excited about this. This is my first one. It's Malt Whiskies Around the World Tasting. It's a private tasting in my office, limited to 12 people. Wow. If you've ever heard a single malt, like single malt scotch, well, that malting can be made all over the world. So I'm going to take you through an Irish malted whiskey, a scotch naturally, Japanese malted whiskey.
Japanese, delicious. Very good.
And then we have three domestic American single malts, two of which are right here out of our community.
Really?
There's not a lot in the whole U.S.,
right.
And we have two of them, and they're rating really well.
Wow.
High West is a throw-out to them, shout-out, and then Sugar House Malt, and McCarthy's out of Oregon. So this is a six-dram, two-hour private tasting on a category. So if you're a geeky whiskey fan, please don't hesitate in coming to this on next Saturday.
You get a little nibble with this, too?
Yeah, a little nibble. Yeah, I'm going to have a charcuterie plate up, and it's not more of a pairing, but more of a palate cleanser. But, plenty of that.
Nice.
And then Leonardo Museum, I have a multi-course tasting the third Thursday of the month each month. And this month, we're celebrating Women in Wine.
Yay.
So, in fact, after this, I'm going over to the Leonardo, and the chef and I are going to... You know, those chefs like to do their research, so I got to bring the wines over.
The Leonardo has a very nice area there for drinking. And
they do a good job. They got a great culinary department, the Leonardo. They've taken it on the chin lately, but they're coming back swinging. Mm-hmm. And you got the Pompeii exhibit that's there, that is fantastic. I recommend that highly.
And then you got the three cups.
Yeah, we're celebrating Holidays Chamber of Commerce, and this allows you to come last day of the month at Three Cups in Holiday, Murray Holiday Plaza, where all the businesses come together, and I'm serving wine at a social.
So if all of that available at Jimmy's website, wineacademyofutah.com. I think all of it also available at x96.com.
When are you here next?
In 2 weeks.
Let's do all questions.
All questions
next week. You want to do that?
You got it.
Okay.
My pleasure.
Terrific. Okay. Thank you so much, Jimmy.
Jimmy Santangelo, thank you.
Cheers. I think I might go to your three cups thing. Just down the street from you. So
nice.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse.
Tired of overpriced lunches that underdeliver on flavor? Head to Firehouse Subs, where for a limited time, you can get a $4.99 choice sub. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, or roast beef. They're custom-made hot subs at a price ready-made to make you smile. Just $4.99, only at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations plus tax, limited time offer, prices may vary for delivery.
Here's the thing about new Cherry Vanilla Coke. Though Cherry's named first, all the flavors taste just as great. I mean, it could have just as easily been Vanilla Cherry Coke. Or it could have been Coke Cherry Vanilla. And since it's two amazing flavors of Coke, it might have been Coke Vanilla Cherry Coke or Cherry Vanilla Coke Coke. Unless you're in France, which would make it Le Coke de la Vanilla de la Cherry de la Creme. New Cherry Vanilla Coke. So good together. And new Cherry Vanilla Coke Zero Sugar. Same great taste, zero sugar.